align passion, skills, and customer needs. Many dream of turning their passions into a livelihood, like traveling to exotic places. But here's the reality, unless someone pays for it, it's just a hobby. Success in business lies where your passions, skills, and others' needs intersect. To start, focus on providing real value to customers. Often, this means not directly monetizing your passion but finding a related field where you can help others pursue it. If you lack specific skills, consider skill transformation. Use your existing skills and learn the rest as you go along. For instance, Catalder used her people skills from waitressing to build a successful public relations company, despite having no prior experience in the field. Not every passion can be a business. Loving pizza won't turn into a business, but starting a pizzeria might. When opportunities arise, think about how you can provide value and leverage your skills effectively. Remember, passion alone isn't enough for business success, you also need customers and the right skills. Focus on where your abilities, passions, and market demand align, and you'll be on the path to a sustainable business. Customers for business success. To build a successful business, your product must bring real value to customers. Start by figuring out who your customers are, not just their basic demographics like age and income, but what they care about and what matters to them. Once you know your customers, the next step is to see if they're interested in your product. Talk to them directly through surveys or informal conversations. Find out if they would buy what you're offering and if there are other problems you could solve for them. A smart approach is to test the market before fully launching your product. For example, one car enthusiast sold guides for high-end cars through a magazine. Only after selling a few did he decide it was worth writing more. Remember, what customers say they want isn't always what they truly want. Airlines, for instance, get complaints about cramped seats, but when they offer more legroom at a higher price, people often stick with cheaper options. To succeed, go beyond what customers say on the surface. Understand their deeper needs. For instance, a wedding photographer still takes traditional photos even when couples say they don't want them because families often cherish these moments. By understanding your customers' true needs, you can create a product that meets their expectations and stands out in the market. Effective marketing for microbusinesses. Great marketing focuses on delivering value to people. Instead of just listing product features like size or speed, emphasize how your product benefits customers. These benefits often tap into emotions rather than physical attributes. For instance, the V6 Ranch in California doesn't just offer horse rides, it promises freedom. Similarly, a yoga retreat sells stress relief and tranquility, not just yoga classes. To spread the word without a big budget, you need to hustle. This means getting creative with strategies like connecting with journalists, partnering with other businesses, or writing guest blog posts. Hustling often yields better results than traditional advertising at a lower cost, which is crucial for microbusinesses. Another effective tactic is strategic giving. By offering your product or services for free to customers or stakeholders, you can generate goodwill and word-of-mouth promotion. For example, John Moorfield, an architect, gained attention and clients by offering architectural advice for just 5 cents at a farmer's market. His story was picked up by news channels, creating buzz and attracting more customers. How to successfully launch your product. Every entrepreneur fears spending months on a product only to see no sales. To prevent this, you must plan and prepare your launch carefully. Just like a big Hollywood movie premiere, a successful launch needs lots of advertising before the actual release to get people excited. Start building an audience early by working hard to promote yourself and your product. Engage with potential customers well before the launch by sharing information about your project, explaining its value, and outlining the launch plan. Keep reminding them of the details to build excitement. When the launch day arrives, make it as easy as possible for them to buy. They should already be eager to make the purchase. A great way to boost sales is to offer the product at a special low price for a limited time and remind people as the deadline approaches. This urgency can turn hesitation into action. For example, when the author launched his online business course, The Empire Building Kit, he was on an Amtrak train called the Empire Builder traveling from Chicago to Portland. The special offer ended when the train arrived in Portland after 24 hours. This clever story attracted many customers and earned over $100,000 in just one day. A successful launch depends on careful preparation and creating a sense of urgency. Essential financial tips for your business. Running a business isn't just about passion, it's about making money. Without profit, it's merely a hobby. Here's how to ensure your business thrives financially. 1. Keep startup costs low. Starting a business doesn't always require hefty loans. In many cases, all you need is a laptop and a website, sometimes costing less than $100. Take Chelly Vitri, for example, who started a Denver food tour guide business with just $28 and ended up making $60,000 a year. 2. Explore alternative funding. If traditional bank loans aren't an option, consider unconventional methods like crowdfunding. Shannon Oki raised $10,000 on Kickstarter for her craft publishing business after being turned down by banks. 3. Manage costs wisely. Be cautious with your expenses. You likely don't have extra cash to cover lean months, so spend only on things that directly boost your sales. A flashy website might seem appealing, but if it doesn't bring in new customers, it's not essential. 4. Focus on increasing income. Don't just react to problems, actively develop your business. Think about new products, ways to boost sales, and solving ongoing issues. Track key metrics like daily sales or average order size to stay on top of your business's financial health. By staying mindful of your costs and income, you can ensure your business stays profitable and sustainable. Maximize business profitability. To make your business as profitable as possible, consider these key strategies. 1. Subscription services. Offering subscription services ensures you get paid regularly. Even with just 400 subscribers at $20 per month, you could earn nearly $100,000 annually. This model is used successfully by businesses like the Cupcake of the Month Club. 2. Strategic pricing. Base your prices on the value you provide, not just the cost of your service. For example, charging a flat fee per booking, like travel consultant Gary Leff does, ensures that customers pay for the benefit they receive, regardless of your effort. 3. Regular price adjustments. Don't hesitate to raise prices periodically. Often, customers appreciate the quality and value you offer and are willing to pay more. 4. Tiered pricing. Offer customers different price options. Some prefer premium versions of products, so provide upgraded versions at higher prices alongside your basic offerings. 5. Continuous optimization. Once your business is running, continually optimize for maximum profitability. Focus on increasing website traffic, converting visitors into customers, and maximizing the value of each sale. Small tweaks, such as adjusting website content, can significantly boost profits. By implementing these strategies, offering subscriptions, pricing strategically, adjusting prices when needed, offering tiered pricing, and continually optimizing, you can maximize your business's profitability effectively. How to decide if and how to grow your business. Entrepreneurs have different goals for their businesses. Some are happy running things on their own, while others dream of big growth, and some want something in between. All these choices are completely valid. If you choose to grow your business, you can usually do it in one of two ways. 1. Vertical growth means offering more services to the same customers. For example, if you sell a piece of software, you could offer those customers training on how to use it. 2. Horizontal growth means creating new products or services for different customers. For instance, one website designer found that her custom designs were too pricey for some clients, so she started selling cheaper standard themes to reach more budget-conscious customers. As your business grows, you might find that you can't handle everything on your own. One option is to outsource tasks, like cleaning your office, booking meetings, or even making the product. However, outsourcing can be a mixed bag and depends on your business and personality. If your business revolves around customer relationships or if you're a control freak, outsourcing might not work well for you. If your goal is to eventually sell your business and retire on a Caribbean island, your business needs to be scalable. It should be teachable so that a buyer can train others to do what you do, and it should be valuable so there are lots of customers ready to buy more of what you offer. Grow your business to match your dreams. Keep it small or expand by involving others. Simplify business startup. When starting a business, action is more important than planning. Many aspiring entrepreneurs spend too much time on complex plans that never happen. Keep your plan simple. It should fit on one page and just outline what you'll do. Write down what you'll sell, who your customers will be, why they'll buy from you, and how you'll get paid. For example, your plan could be to sell customized exercise plans to health-conscious professionals for a $20 monthly fee via PayPal. Include marketing strategies like guest blogging and important business goals like daily website visitors. Also, set a deadline. I will launch this project by 20. This ensures your plan turns into action. Your mission statement should be short, like a tweet, 140 characters. This helps clarify your business's purpose without using complex business jargon. For instance, I help busy, health-conscious people plan their workouts for better fitness. When leaving a job to start your own business, you'll hear a lot of advice, but much of it comes from people who haven't run a business themselves. Trust your judgment and leap. Making that first sale will be a great feeling. Keep your plan simple so you can focus on taking action. Key points. 1. Align your passions with skills and market needs to build a successful business. 2. Understand your customers' deeper needs to create products they truly want. 3. Effective marketing for micro-businesses means highlighting benefits and using creative, low-cost strategies. 4. Prepare for a successful product launch with early promotion and a sense of urgency. 5. Keep startup costs low and manage expenses wisely to maintain business profitability. 6. Maximize profitability through subscriptions, strategic pricing, and continuous optimization. 7. Decide on growth strategies based on your goals, vertical for more services, horizontal for new products.